In the world of high fashion, taste is notoriously fickle, and sometimes the most unlikely styles become fads. This season, the Gotta Have It accessory is a pair of Uggs, those cloddish sheepskin boots from Australia that all of Hollywood is wearing. They've been around forever, but NPR's Elaine Corey reports this is the year of Ugg mania.
The buzz surrounding Uggs started with celebrity sightings. A-list stars like Gwyneth Paltrow and Julia Roberts were spotted wearing them. Then Sarah Jessica Parker, the shoe diva herself, ordered a special pair in ruby red. When the fashion mags in Style and Vogue gave their approval, the frenzy was on. With their flat soles and shapeless retro look, Ugg boots have become the anti-fashion answer to pointy stilettos.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Jennifer Stanley, the owner of Euro Comfort Footwear in Beverly Hills, greets customers with a brave smile, even though she's caught in a retailer's worst nightmare. She sold out of Uggs.
I've never seen anything like this because the phone is just constantly ringing off the hook. People are coming in all the time, as you can see, asking for Ugg. And if it doesn't say Ugg, they leave. This is incredible.
Uggs originated with surfers in Australia in the 1970s, and they've been around Southern California ever since. The craze started spreading east about 2 years ago, and the tipping point may have come last month when Oprah Winfrey gave a pair of Uggs to everyone in her audience. Stanley says she placed the store's reorder for Uggs back in July, and she's still waiting for her shipment to arrive.
Some people have paid us in advance cash, and whenever we get them in, they'll take them. If it's not even exactly their size, they'll still take them, just because it's an Ugg, and particularly in the pink and the blue are what people are really after, too.
Baby pink and blue were added to the Uggs line this spring and sold 20,000 pairs before retailers had even seen samples. Victoria Wall, a 20-something British expat, bought her pair overseas in another popular color called sand.
I got them in London in October. I'd been looking for a pair, but only when I was in London did I decide that I really, really wanted them.
Although style conscious, Wall says she doesn't buy into the Hollywood herd mentality. She just likes the way her Uggs look and feel.
They're perfect. They're really rounded rather than being pointed. And they're very, very comfortable. And I like the color. And they just look so great with a skirt.
In L.A., Uggs are also worn with shorts and jeans, tucked in, of course. With no let-up in demand, Ugg Australia says it will have 100,000 new pairs of Uggs hitting the stores beginning in January. But that's small consolation for the shoppers who need them now, like Leslie Rice and her daughter Zoe, who are leaving on a ski trip.
They're back-ordered until April, I think they told me. I contacted Ugg directly because she wanted pink ones. She's like, I'll just get a pair of pink ones for the snow. And they said, not until April. It's crazy.
What's a mother to do? Leslie Rice thinks she's found an answer.
We'll buy them in Canada when we go skiing. We'll just, you know, I'm sure they're not crazy over there. Too trendy in LA.
Nice try, but it may already be too late. Retailers in Toronto have also begun selling out. Elaine Corey, NPR News.
A photograph of Ugg boots is at npr.org.